It's Wednesday, May 6, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Canalys cloud data, 2112 Group's optimism data, and the impact of lack of broadband on some Americans. This is the Business of Tech. Two sets of survey data to discuss today. First, Canalys has released some new cloud spending figures for Q1 2020. Spending grew 34.5% year-on-year compared to the previous period, but the data also shows that the trend is slowing, as quarter-on-quarter growth was only 2.6%. The analyst firm attributes the growth to the sudden shift to remote working. Moving from backward-looking data to forward opinion data, the 2112 group has new data on the channel. Between March and late April, channel chief confidence is down 5 points. Those same chiefs' outlook is improving, up 10% from March, but still down 57% from January. 63% of channel chiefs are maintaining or increasing their channel marketing budgets, and 71% maintaining or increasing their channel sales budgets. And 72% expect significantly less business travel through 2021. So why do we care? There's a difference between forward-looking data and backward-looking data, and I wanted to pause and highlight that. The Canalys data tells us what happened, and the 2112 group's data is polling opinions to try and predict the future. So what does that mean here? The Canalys data gives us a directional arrow. Cloud services were going up, and that arrow is less upward than it was. My analysis, thus my opinion, is that the bump from working from home will continue into Q2 because of April, but I'm less convinced the speed will continue year over year. We're certainly not done, but those huge gains will slow at some point, and that point is likely soon, if not now. Moving on to the 2112 data, channel chiefs are largely an optimistic bunch, so I'm not surprised they are dialing back as a majority, but still optimistic. I'm also not sure they've seen the effects yet. Let's think that through. If end customers start cost-cutting in late March, some of those won't impact until April, meaning solution providers see the impact in April or May, and so the vendors may not see it upstream until May or June. And that all assumes end customers moved right away, which may not be universally true. I think there is more of a lag to the impacts that aren't necessarily going to be shown in the actual data yet, versus this forward-thinking opinion. In the US, the PPP stimulus is designed for 8 weeks, so April and May. There could well be another wave of economic impact on June 1st. Still hoping for the best, but planning for the worst from my vantage point. There's a long article in the New York Times focused on the lack of broadband around the US. The link is in the show notes. According to the Pew Research Center, 1 in 4 Americans have no high-speed access at home, either because it is too expensive or because the home is in a rural area with limited service. The story profiles a number of cases. Teachers and students striving to take classes dominate the story. It's a good long read, and link in the show notes. So why do we care? This is likely to be somewhat unpopular with the telecom providers, but for me, the current situation is absolutely exposing how internet connectivity is a utility. Like power and water, these utilities need to be designed to connect everyone, not just those with money. 1 in 4 Americans is a lot. Let me rephrase it this way. 25% of the market for online services is shut out. If you are in the technology or technology services business, it's good for you to have the playing field expanded by 1/4. If electricity wasn't available to 1 in 4 Americans, would you be okay with that? From a capitalist perspective, this is a market-limiting factor and one the market hasn't fixed. I say this often, but that is what government is for. But we as technology providers should want this fixed. Today's episode is brought to you by CryptoStopper. As you can see all too frequently, ransomware continues to bypass antivirus and malware protection. And backups will only help you clean up the mess. That is, if they haven't wiped out during the attack. CryptoStopper is specifically designed to add a layer of protection beyond antivirus and anti-malware by detecting and stopping actively running ransomware on a network in less than a second. It uses bait files to detect and stop ransomware and runs parallel to and as part of your current security stack. Add CryptoStopper as protection to an unavoidable threat, differentiating your service offering and allowing you to secure your customers and their trust. For more information or to get a 4-month free trial, visit getcryptostopper.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.